So what about your jobs and like that for looking down?
Yeah. think we need to empty the ashtray, darling.
Yeah.
Or do we get a new car?
I think so. Send it back to Ford, don't we?
Let's have it. Won't use so much petrol from now on anyway to get to work, will we?
Won't be a lot of difference, won't it? What time are you? It's not that far. By the time you get there, the car won't have had a chance to warm up thoroughly.
Use some more petrol.
So you'll be on automatic choke for a bit of the way, most of the way anyway. So it makes that much difference. A little bit, but not great. We'll be in low gears most of the time as well, won't we? So we'll be cruising top gear. So I think the foot's going to be made a great amount of difference.
Yeah.
Not appreciably noticeable.
Sorry. I thought that perhaps you'd say that. A little bit there.
A little bit perhaps. But so, I wouldn't have said it would have been appreciably noticeable.
No, because we're slowly popping out to the... Would we not?
I hope so.
Yeah, so do I. Don't want to lose touch with it now.
That will be stroll up to the Royal Standard.
Yeah, so... Some odd nights on the way home from work instead of going up the but when we're on earlies and weekends we can go there, can't we? It's not that far. Along the bypass there, it's not that far away, is it?
Yeah, it's a similar distance, obviously.
That's what I mean,
is
it not?
Here to the
would
be from there, the difference.
So it's not a lot of bother. The only thing is that you've got to drive in town rather than drive on country lanes in the main roads, which is a little bit more dangerous as far as getting caught is concerned.
You can always walk up the standard.
Yep. Walking it down if we're going.
Walking it down.
If you want a good drink, it doesn't matter, does it? Can you get through to town? I know you said there's no through road that way, other end, but is there any shortcuts you could get into town that way? No?
No, it's a long way.
Is it? Yeah. I just wondered, I don't know how that way.
No. all continue now. Halfway around.
It's going the wrong way, dear.
Yeah, looks like it.
Not sure where he is.
No, the
only forgotten something.
The only way to town is come up to Eastern Lane again. Towards Queen's Boys School. Corporation Road.
And no, I didn't know if you could walk. If there's any shortcuts if you wanted to walk into town. Fair enough. I just wondered, not knowing the area as well as you do, whether there was a little.
You go down to the bottom of the news road there and you end up near the bypass.
You end up sort of metal box end.
Well,
yeah, I know, that's what I mean. If you get walking down there, you'd come to all the factories, I presume.
If you come up, when you get to Easton Lane, mm-hmm. instead of turning up towards the Royal Standards, you turn the other way, that takes you down past the units and not the metal box. Mm. If you go right down to the bottom of New Drove, that's a dead end anyway.
I don't know if there's any lanes going off into Downway or what, I don't know. I mean, so I shall have to be looking out for a second hand bike. Just for the occasional trip into town. Without getting stewy out of bed. So I'd be a bit more independent than just bothering you all the time if I just want to pop anywhere.
Present a great problem,
really? No, it'll give me a little independence as well, would it not?
You got a shop at the top of the road?
Yeah, it's not far, is it?
Shop at the top there?
Far from Rainbow, really, to do with main shopping if you're in Ory, is it?
That's just up that way, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not far.
The new Tesco's is the other way, wouldn't
it? The other way.
Yeah,
that's what I mean, it's new to the both of them, really. Thank you. always fascinates me, that a little person driving a big car.
It's odd.
It looks very odd, yes, when the heads hardly go above the seat. You don't know, is it a kid driving or an adult, or is anybody driving? Or is it just trundling off on its own? Come, are you all right?
No, you've got
with
me, why not?
Why not? We'll leave you at.
Mentioned that Mr. might be able to help me.
Yeah,
you'll
have to come back
then.
Wonderful.
When are you coming
back this
afternoon? Working. So it'll have to be Thursday morning.
Reception. Can you come down and make an appointment? Yeah.
No, we're not.
No.
We made the decision. I know we can't take down mine, but
Shop at all, it goes into that.
was that? For the bed, was it about 10 weeks or something? Yeah, well that is a car. What is that? I don't want to be waiting 9 or 10 weeks for the carpet turning up. What point in going investigating then? We only have selections of. Everything that's on the spur, and they send off for everything else. Not much good to us. I'm going to be paying 10 weeks rent while we're waiting for them. And the mortgage as well after a few weeks. Do you want to have a look in or just... asking if it is pre-fitting in and... Huh?
Just get my glasses on and I'll come to you. I better move this way.
That's all right, don't worry.
Christmas, I think. Help you at all, put you in the right direction or do anything?
Well, we're just going to buy a new flat, so we'll want a lounge, a bedroom, a hall and a bathroom.
Have you got any rough measurements to go by?
Well, I have at the minute, but we're only just looking really for a start to see about...
Yeah.
Would you pay for fit, you know, is it included?
No,
or
we
is
don't.
It extra?
We don't charge for fitting.
No.
And we come out and measure as well, free.
Yeah. You know, we haven't got the keys or anything yet, because it's not...
Where
the
are you?
Just new drawer.
It's not new driver, I could be doing like little Potter's Court on the Mount Pleasant. I thought you were going to say that, but your new drove.
Yeah.
Right. We're talking about your lounge. Had you got any idea what you wanted in there?
I want something with green in it.
Something with
green. I want that for the hall and the lounge.
You want to do the hall and the lounge the same?
Yeah.
Are we on sort of a fairly sort of tight budget?
Reasonable, but not terrible.
No. Do you want to go over some practical? Because when you talk about a lounge and a hall, you immediately start thinking you want something that's done more than one width, you see. And that is, but it's perhaps not the sort of carpet that you want. I don't know.
No.
It isn't.
Obviously, that's got to be the most hard way,
hasn't it? That might be a hall and a lounge.
I don't have to have it the same.
No, but you just said that's what you're doing. This is the Zylon Easy Care carpet. $9.85, which is a decent price. It's very hard wearing. So this is that was a cord that I showed you. This isn't. This is what is called a twist pile.
That's nice.
Yes, it's a twist pile.
Yeah, it's a lot harder.
You see, you've got all these widths. 1, 2, 3, 4 different widths. Yeah,
it's good.
Saving money, you see. Yeah. Right. You said green, didn't you?
We haven't got a camera.
This is the latest green.
Probably.
Yeah, and that's the pattern medium.
I've got one with a pattern on us and nice.
Let me show you another one. I was just coming to my mum's. My mum's ticking over, so I'm talking to you. So I don't know how much money you want to spend. I'm not having the sizes. I can't. I'm not going to rough
it. They're 14 by 10. Near enough.
Are they?
They're too big rooms.
So you know, 3 metres is 9 foot 10.
Yeah, then 9 foot. Yeah, that's what they are, 9 foot 10 by 14.
Oh, they are. That'd be spot on. That would be smashing.
Yeah, 9 foot 10.
I mean, I see it from a different point of view, don't I?
The lounge is 14 by 9 foot 10 and the bedroom's 13 10 by 9 10.
If they are, that would be lovely, because you wouldn't have any wastage then. Mm. See, this is the sort of thing I'm glad I was looking at as well. I've got a little bit of a pattern.
There we are. That's
it. Again.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you. Okay. I'm looking at texture as well. Yeah. That won't flatten or do anything, you see. I've got 2 books of this.
I like that.
I think that's the only green in that one.
Yeah. Like
would we have to wait at all for to get these sort of things fitted?
Yeah. Well, this particular one, the quickest we would get this would be 10 days.
Oh, that'd be all right.
That's the quickest we'd get it.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'd have to find that out because we have got a fax, and they soon would fax us back and tell us what the delivery was going to be. You see, you're creeping up to Christmas, you see.
I know, that's a trouble.
Yeah, well, we had to make a quick decision to buy it.
So. Did you? I know, and then the whole thing just snowballed.
To get the deal we wanted.
Yeah, I know. I know this does happen.
What we've got to do is that the man who we're buying off is going to pay for these carpets, so we've got to have a letter from his solicitor so that you can send the bill to him.
That kind of thing. There's another green.
I think I like that one better than that one.
It's a bit darker, isn't it?
Yeah. I like this. How much is this one?
That one is $12.35.
Well, how much would that be for?
I'll work it out for you. As long as I've got a rough idea of the size, let me have a go for you.
Nice that, isn't it?
Hmm. Just got but you're not going to put that in the bedroom as well, are you?
No, I just want a plain grey one in the bedroom.
Yeah, so it's, let's quote on this lounge then. Yeah. 14 you said, didn't you? In
length?
Yeah. Did I say 12? What did I say on that?
192. That's for the lounge. That's the lounge. The bedroom would be cheap because we don't need such a good carpet.
Oh no, I was going to say you can cut back on that.
Yeah.
Now underlay.
I want that as well.
Yeah. Now we do
that Hessian one.
Yeah, we do a freebie, but it's not ever such a tip top one. What most people do, I'll show you the free one. It's that one. It's £1 a square yard. What I would advise you to do, and I'm only advising, you please yourself, by all means take the free one, which is worth £1 a square yard. What I would advise you to do is take the pound off of that one and have a decent one and pay the £1.55 a square yard. I would, if it was me. It gives you a much, much better underlay. Alright?
Yeah.
Let me work that for you as well then. So you're talking about £24 on there. You know, that gives you the Windsor underlay. It's well worth that.
Yeah.
I did that right. Probably slipped there, I'm not sure. No, that's right, 24. Yeah.
So the hall isn't very big.
£200 for the lounge.
Yeah. And do you know the size of the hall?
No, we haven't got.
Would one need to do it?
No, because it's just square-ish,
is it more square?
As you go in the front door.
Yeah.
As you go in the front door, it's sort of, I don't know, it's all the same, but you've got the kitchen's there, the living room's there.
So it all goes off of a square hall. This is 2 metres, look. Would it be?
Yeah, that'd be alright.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that'd
be because that's done 2 metres. So let me quote it on 2 metre square.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just to give you a rough idea.
Because
you can still use that same carpet. All right. £68. I'll put the underlay in there.
Yeah. So just a cheap plain grey one I want for the bathroom and the. So you don't need every quality in the bedroom.
No, I shouldn't. No.
Not much.
Yeah, that's correct. 68 for the hall. And the bedroom, did you say it's the same
it's
size?
The same size, yeah. Enough, it's a few inches short.
You might have to go 12 foot on that, because if you go the 3 metre on a bedroom, you might pay more per square yard.
Yeah.
With me, but 12 foot, there's a lot of those, not too expensive. Mm. You could even go phone back if you want on that.
Yeah, you could do it in a bedroom one.
No, that's the wrong book. If there's two, I'd get the wrong one. Yeah, this one. This is 715. You can have foam as well. Yeah, there is. Yeah. Let me just quote you on it, and then you can really want to go a bit cheap. You can go cheap if you want.
That's all I want. Nice and soft when you get in bed. It's about the same. It's a few inches shorter than
the lounge. You said 13, didn't you? Thought.
Yeah. 13 something.
Well, I'd have to go 13 by 12 because that's done 9 foot. It's the Imperial, and that wouldn't be enough, would it?
Mm-hmm.
So if I go 13 by 12 on that. With a fan back. That's £124.
And then there'd be the bathroom, which would be probably about the same as the hall, and not much more, would it? It's not that big a bathroom.
No.
This is just giving you some idea.
Yeah, that's it, just so we've got a...
Yeah, well, at least you made a start,
well,
haven't
that's
you?
It.
Now, what are you going to put in your bathroom? Cushion floor or carpet?
I'd like a carpet in the
you
bathroom,
would.
But I want cushion floor for the kitchen.
Yeah, right. And, you can have that in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Because it is available with what they call the waffle bat. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
With the little
with the rubber,
little squares.
Rubber bat. Mm.
Yeah. That'd be 820. What do you think that would be? Same size as the hall?
Well, not much bigger. Mm, similar.
Usually they are about
yeah.
6x6. So if I do it the same as the hall.
Yeah.
Yeah, 39.5 bathroom.